I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Can you believe maple syrup season has already arrived? You can learn about the process at Minnesota State Parks this March and April, where park naturalists will be offering maple syruping events. More details when we return, but first, by the numbers, here are the costs of not having Onyx Fish. 400 extra holes drilled, 100 wasted ice miles, 20 needless gallons of truck, snowmobile, or ATV gas, 5 trips trying to catch a walleye where they don't live, 3 days of vacation you'll never get back, 2 wrong turns that cost you an extra hour at prime time, and one last time you'll waste dollars and effort. Onyx Fish, $34.99 per year, 10 Midwest states, countless ways to catch more fish. Welcome back. March in Minnesota means the sun is higher in the sky and plants are getting ready to come back from dormancy. When that combines with a cycle of daytime temperatures in the 30s and 40s and overnight temps below freezing, conditions are perfect for maple sap to start flowing. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources is offering programs at 5 state parks to introduce citizens to the fun of making maple syrup. Participants will learn how to identify the right kind of tree and tap it for sap, and finally how to boil the sap until it's sweet enough to serve with breakfast. The DNR is offering programs at Fort Snelling State Park on March 14th, 15th, and 29th, Lake Bemidji State Park on March 14th, Nurse Strand Big Woods State Park on March 14th, 15th, 21st, 22nd, 28th, and 29th, Whitewater State Park on the 14th, 21st, and 28th, and Wild River State Park on March 21st, April 4th, and April 11th. For the complete event schedule with program details and more information about how to tap trees and make maple syrup, visit mndnr.gov/maple syrup. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.